Brown City for their 14th turnover of the night. 27.4 seconds left in the quarter. Jeffrey Wright and Hagen check in. Brandel sits down, as well as Kaboski. Bisher inbounding it to Jeff Wright at midcourt, being guarded by number 32, Hoff. Dribbles past him, pulls up from the right elbow for the jump shot. This one's smooth as silk and falls for two. Jeff Wright with 15 points, Ubley leading by one, 36-35. 10 seconds left. The three from Hoff, or to Kalzak in the corner, is no good. Ryan Woods with the rebound. And they find, check up Randolph, checks a three with 1 second left. And it is no good. And at the end of the third quarter, Ubley leading by 1 point, 36-35 on the WLAW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
And now on to the final action. It's actually Bearcats leading by one, 36-35 on the WLAW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey and dropped. And John Mooney, Clark Ramsey, John Mooney with your call.
Bearcats outscored them 13-7 in the third quarter.
That'll do it. That will do it. Feeding to Muxlow back in the game. Goes against Klama. And Klama got a piece of the ball, but they still say there's going to be a foul. They'll send Caleb Muxlow to the line for two shots. That is the third personal against Aaron Clement, but only the third team foul for the Bearcats in the second half. Muxlow is 1-for-2 from the free throw line. On the night, he has 6 points. First free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Ken Pickla discussing with Daryl Wehner, trying to get a call his way. Almost like he was doing a rendition of some Broadway play. Second free throw, no good. 0-for-2 on that trip for Muxlow. Ubley still retains their one-point lead, 36-35. Jeffrey right now dribbling it up across the timeline, right to left across your radio. Randolph got a piece of it. Randolph picks up his dribble. Into Klama in the left post, goes up for the layup. This one's no good. And rebound, Muxlow. Into the corner for number five, McPhail for three. This one's off the mark, rebound. Hagen for Ubley. Jeff Wright takes his time. Screen from Hagen to the left. Over to Drapesky for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound number four, Randolph for Brown City, going the other way. Randolph over to the left wing, being guarded by Hagen from a distance. 7 minutes left in the fourth. 36-35, Ubley leading by one. Back over to McPhail, left corner, dribbling down the baseline, goes up for the shot. Bisher blocked the first one, gets his own rebound, misses the second one, and now we have a whistle on the floor afterward. Fouls against Ubley. That'll be the fourth team for Ubley, and it goes against Drapesky. That'll be his second personal. So four players sit down for Ubley. Hagen, Klama, Drapesky, and Wright out there for the Bearcats. Will get to in a second. Inbound to the left wing to McPhail, dribbling back at the top of the key, being guarded by Brandel. Into the high post to Muxlow, over to Hoff for three, right wing, no good. Rebound brought in by number 23, Ryan Woods, and he traveled with it. So Ubley ball. That's the 15th turnover for the Green Devils on the night.
you know, both teams really aren't taking care of that ball in the fourth quarter, and that's really kind of unusual. Fourth quarter is when your shooters shoot and your playmakers make plays.
Players are going to play, right? Is that how it goes?
I think that was what the song was.
Brandel shot, no good. Rebound, Brown City. Haters going to hate. That's the other part of it. As there's a Hoff goes down to the baseline and traveled with it and gives the ball right back to Ubley. As that is the 16th turnover.
Yeah, this is this whistle is exactly to Ubley's advantage, too. Right now, it seems like Brown City is totally out of sync. And then a play by Randolph.
Randolph steals and goes in for the layup for two. We have a timeout called by Ubley. It is a full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network. Brown City retakes the lead 37-36.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Wonder why she's so happy? Because she's already got her sweetheart the perfect present for Valentine's Day from Thumb Cellular, a Moto Max. The Max will blow you away with its long-lasting battery, super fast processor, and a whopping 21 megapixel camera. Upgrade your sweetheart this month and save big. Plus, when you sign up for service or upgrade, you get a chance to pick a bonus sweet deal from our box of hearts. You'll love the savings going on now at Thumb Cellular. Current customers, don't forget, when you tell your friends and family why you love Thumb Cellular, you'll earn a $50 credit on your bill. So share the love. Stop into Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for one of these great deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to be singing "Let Me Call You Sweet" or "Let Me Call You Sweetheart" for the rest of the night. The Ubley inbounds it over to Brandel to Bisher. Right block goes up for the layup, and he's in for 2 points.
Yes, sir.
Exactly what the doctor called for, and it's Ubley leading again by a point, 38-37. Muxlow over to McPhail, and it's tipped by Kaboski and brought in by Mirov. Steal for the Bearcats. 17 turnovers for the Green Devils now. 5:40 left in the fourth. Ubley 38, Brown City 37. Kaboski to Mirov, left wing. Being guarded by Hoff. Out of the key, now over to Brandel. Screen coming from Lemke. Back over to Kaboski. Running basically practically a weave at the top of the key. Kaboski goes up for, he actually lost control of it, chucked it up to the last second and realized what was happening. But it was too late, and that'll be called a travel. A Brown City ball, 90 feet from their own hoop. Brandel sits back down. So out there for the Ubley Bearcats right now, we have Kaboski, Jeffrey Wright, Daniel Mirop, Jonathan Bisher, and Logan Lemke. For the Green Devils, number 4, Jeff Randolph. Number 32, Austin Hoff with it right wing. Number 24, also out there, Eric Burgess. Number 11, Tkalsak, and 22, Muxlow. Randolph feeds into Muxlow, high post, over to the right corner to Hoff. Nothing there, feeds it deeper into the corner, now into Muxlow. At the right post, this one's no good. Rebound, though, goes to Randolph for the jump shot from the free throw line. This one's no good. And Kaboski brings in the rebound, and he is fouled by Muxlow.
And that is the fourth one on Muxlow.
Fourth personal for Caleb Muxlow, the sophomore, number 22. And the team's eighth, so we walk the length of the court and send Kurt Kaboski to the line for at least one free throw. Logan Lemke checks out. Drapeski's back in. On the night, Kaboski 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He has 7 points. Ubley leading by one, 38-37. First free throw is good, and so he gets the second. 2-point lead for the Bearcats, 39-37. We've had 12 lead changes and 4 ties in this ballgame, folks.
Out of anyone on Ubley, this is the guy you don't foul.
Second free throw is good as well. He has 9 and is out to a 3-point lead. And we have an errant horn because of the made basket. So number 13, Van Buskirk, replaces Caleb Muxlow for the Green Devils. Officials are discussing this with Ken Pickle now, and it'll be Brown City ball.
Ubley is showing a half-court trap right now with 3 men deep near the baseline.
At moments on this night, it sounds like it's Ash Wednesday service in here.